Yeah, time now to talk a little bit of racing with Adam Pengilly from the Sydney Morning Herald. Good morning, mate.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Yeah, going very well, mate. Nature Strip. Looks as though it's going to get a run in the Everest.
Yeah, that's right, Laurie. It's expected that the Australian Turf Club will confirm Nature Strip will be the runner in the Everest in the next 24 to 48 hours, which is a big fillip for the connections of Nature Strip after he won the McEwen Stakes on the weekend. There's been a lot of debate in the last 24 hours about whether that win warranted a spot in the Everest. He went out very hard and he got a little bit tired late, and Hootson ran into basically a half head in the finish there and almost nailed him right on the line. But I suppose on reflection, when you look at that race, he won in track record time. So they hummed along in the lead there, and he was probably entitled to get a little bit tired late. Whether he can stretch that brilliance out to 1,200 metres now, I'm not too sure, but the ACC is willing to take a punt on him and make him their horse for the Everest. That leaves just one slot open now with Max Whitby and Neil Werrett. Basically, the last one standing, holding their cards very close to their chest. They could probably wait for another 2 or 3 weeks now to decide which horse they want to do the race. But at this stage, it looks like Nature Strip will be in there, and 11 of the 12 runners are confirmed.
Surprises me a little bit. I mean, I know it was a track record. I know it was 1,000 metres on the weekend and been very good. Nature Strip deserves a start in the Everest, but I don't know if I had two spots left whether I'd give one up to Nature Strip.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you a little bit, TK. As we know, the Everest is going to be a high-pressure race. You know where to hide, and I know people are going to keep questioning Nature Strip at 1,200 metres. I know he's won down the straight at 6 furlongs, but you know the Ranwood 1,200 metres is a bit of a different beast. You've got plenty of pressure in this race with Redzell, Invincible Star, the likes of those horses will be on speed. So he's going to have to absorb a fair bit of pressure in that Everest. It might be set up for a horse that can sit midfield or a swooper back in the second half of the field. So I suppose the proof will be in the pudding, though, I suppose. He's going to have to stand up on Everest Day. And if he runs a strong 1,200 metres, well, he's probably the fastest horse in the country. He'll take some catching. But he's just got to extend that brilliance out to the 6 furlongs on October 13.
Oh, I think he will.
Yep. You're a bit of a fan, aren't you?
I like Nature Strip. I I've backed Nature Strip.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So
at the overs.
Yeah,
$31. Yeah. At the $31, I think we all had this conversation. We could entertain it.
Yeah.
But, you know, anyway, good luck to them. Good luck to them all. Yeah. What about Lean Mean Machine?
Impressive, wasn't he, TK, in the run to the Rose on the weekend? He's probably a horse that's flown a little bit under the radar coming to the spring campaign. He's been trialling nicely, but a lot of the hype has been around his stalemate, the other colts in the Chris Waller Yard in the Autumn Sun and Zusane. And geez, I don't know where this Lean Mean Machine fits in for the Golden Rose picture. Now, I know we're working with a rain-affected track on the weekend. He might just be a superior wet tracker, but geez, I love the way he let down and collared them late. He was really going to tie angle, and there was a couple of really nervous moments at the top of the straight there when it looked like he wasn't going to get a run. But once he got out, he exploded through the line. Into $7 with tab.com.au for the Golden Rose now. So how that race stacks up in a couple of weeks' time, I'm not too sure. Do we rely on the form from the run to the Rose on the weekend, which was on a pretty rain-affected track, or do we sort of look back towards more of the form on some of the drier tracks? But he's a highly talented colt. Chris Waller will aim for a Group 1 now to make him a commercial stallion. But if he repeats that effort in the Golden Rose from what he produced on the weekend and the run to the Rose, you'd have to say he's going to be really hard to beat. Just on that race, guys, I don't think Graf lost any admirers there.
Nah.
He's got his wide throughout and had a pretty tough run and just gunned down late. I think he'll be cherry ripe for the Golden Rose in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah. You talk about group winners, Winx, looking for a fourth Cox plate, but she resumes this weekend?
Yeah, it's Winx week again, guys, isn't it? She's going for group one win number 20 in the George Main Stakes. Not quite sure how many rivals she'll have in that race, and I use the term rivals very loosely, obviously, and Chris Waller's got to decide what stablemates he wants to run against her. At this stage, he's got coming through in the mix, there may be Unforgotten Egg Tart. Even Tom Melbourne could line up against Winx on the weekend. It would be great for Tom Melbourne to cap his career if he can run second.
Another second.
A young star could be there. We could have Ace High, but there'll be more stayers getting ready for things later on.
Yeah, that's right, TK. And Chris will split up his team a little bit later in the week. The Epsom weights come out today, so they'll give him a bit more of an indication which way he wants to go. He's obviously got the Maccabi Diva Stakes down there in Melbourne this week as well. So Chris will make a bit of an indication later in the week about how he's going to split up his team. I'd expect 2 or 3 of Winx's stablemates to line up against her in the George Main Stakes, but I can't see them beating her. And if you want to see her, don't take this opportunity for granted. It potentially could be her last run in Sydney for the campaign. It might even be the last run in Sydney for her career. So if it's a nice day on the weekend, get out to Randwick and watch her go around.
Good advice, Adam. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy your day.
Adam Pengilly on Racing, 7 o'clock.